Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Is on Thursday near 70 degrees, and we're tracking a cold front and a chance for storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
85 degrees now in the nation's capital. WTOP at 559.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening, I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Coming up,
breaking news and a surprise to almost everyone. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position.
Then the House voted to kill the measure. We'll go live to WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller at 6:15.
The GW campus returns to normal. Protesters vow to carry on. I'm Dick Iuliano.
People in much of Upper Northwest D.C. have to boil their drinking water for a while.
Increasing taxes because people are still working from home. I'm Scott Gelman.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. The House just rejected an effort by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to get Speaker Mike Johnson removed.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant.
She's upset Johnson worked with Democrats to pass a foreign aid package. South Dakota's Dusty Johnson slammed her alongside fellow Republicans outside the Capitol.
We know that this motion is not going to do one thing to make America stronger. It's not going to do one thing to deliver a conservative victory. It's going to sow discord and dissent. And by the way, it's going to fail.
He called it political theater. Three tornadoes have now been confirmed in Michigan, where residents are cleaning up a ton of debris and wreckage today.
Chainsaw is one of the most common sounds in this Portage neighborhood. A staggering number of trees now cover the ground or sit on top of homes.
That's WWMT's Kurt Mason reporting. Storms killed at least one person in Tennessee. Leaders at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say they're worried about the safety of its students as protest encampments grow. This follows warnings from police in D.C.
You're going to get locked up tonight. Back up.
They arrested more than 30 people today at George Washington University. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
MPD's response to First Amendment demonstration is apolitical. It is without regard to one side or the other, and it's focused on public safety.
State troopers say Governor Ron DeSantis has now personally directed them to break up protests at colleges in Florida. The U.S. is hopeful Israel and Hamas can reach a ceasefire deal as Israeli troops roll into Rafah. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It does remain our assessment that a deal is possible, that a deal is within reach. There is clearly space to reach an agreement, and we are going to push to try to get one over the line.
A U.S. weapons delivery to Israel is also on hold. The city of Long Beach, California, has now authorized a public health emergency over an outbreak of tuberculosis. 14 cases there have been detected so far, but about 200 people may have been exposed. At least one person has died. And there's a magical expansion happening now in California. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Disney has got the approval of the Anaheim City Council for a $2 billion expansion of Disneyland. It would be the first major change to the attraction in decades. Disney, hoping to create immersive experiences for visitors, plans to redevelop a huge parking lot with new entertainment and rides.
On Wall Street today, the Dow added 172 points. The Nasdaq was down 30. The S&P lost less than a point. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on WTOP on this May 8th, 2024. We've got a warm evening going. We're sitting at 85 in D.C. And good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Our top local hour this evening, our top local story this hour, pro-Palestinian demonstrators kicked out from the George Washington University campus early today, promising to carry on their protest against Israel's war in Gaza. WTOP's Dick Iuliani. begins our team, Dick Giuliano begins our team coverage from the GW campus.
GW says the university is open and operating normally, and final exams are proceeding as scheduled. The tents are swept away. A few ousted protesters remain nearby.
This is a very shameful time in our country's history.
Non-student protester Michael of D.C. vows that protests against Israel's war in Gaza will go on.
People are very motivated, and I think this is only getting people more fired up, honestly.
Another non-student protester, Perry King of D.C., is calling for stepped-up action.
You know, we've got to do something disruptive. We've got to, you know, and I hope things will escalate.
But King says what's needed most is peace in the Middle East.
Everybody has a right to live there in peace, and I think we need to protect Jewish people as well as Arab people so we can live together in peace.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Well, D.C.'s mayor and police chief are explaining why they ordered the pro-Palestinian encampment taken down at 3 o'clock this morning. WTOP's John Doman has that part of the story.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says demonstrations at George Washington University were peaceful at the beginning.
But over the past few days, we began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says in recent days, campus police officers were assaulted. Some were entering buildings they weren't supposed to, and protesters had begun collecting items that could be used as weapons.
All of this led to my discussion and conclusion that we needed to change our posture. I briefed Mayor Bowser on Monday, and we began preparing for last night.
Asked about an oversight hearing led by unhappy House Republicans scheduled for later today and whether that influenced the timing.
It did not. All of the decisions that I've made is based on public safety.
And now that hearing won't happen. At the Wilson Building, John Dome and WTOP News.
6:05, nearly 5,000 D.C. residents are being told they should boil their water after a water main break in Northwest D.C. WTOP's Mike Marilla says the water news has led to a flood of customers at the grocery store.
That's the sound of D.C. water crews trying to clear the pieces of road and dirt from around a broken water main at 40th and Morrison. The break has resulted in a boil water advisory for much of upper northwest D.C. until Friday at the earliest. And Nicholas C., a host at Raku, a restaurant in Cathedral Heights, says they're trying to stock up on bottled water.
We already got a decent amount, even though Giant's already kind of looted right now. We have definitely a sufficient amount to serve the customer.
Also at that Giant is Bridget Naraki.
Got to stock up.
And what were your thoughts when you saw the shelves in there?
It went pretty quick, and the guy there is working really hard to try to keep up. So I felt bad for him.
Rebecca Moreno lucked out and got a couple of bottles for her cat, but for her.
Honestly, I'll just eat out, have another reason to.
In Northwest, Mike Marillo, WTOP News.
Some Northern Virginia residents are going to start paying the price for working from home. WTOP Scott Gelman reports higher taxes are coming to Fairfax County to balance out losses from the empty offices.
The residential tax rate there is going up by 3 cents as part of the recently approved budget. It could cost homeowners an average of $450 more on their tax bills every year.
We understand the burden that increased real estate taxes can place on our residents.
That's Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeff McKay at a budget markup meeting last month.
Changes to the real estate tax rate are the only significant lever that the county has to generate the resources necessary to meet our needs.
Lawmakers say the hike is needed to offset losses in commercial tax revenue. They're attributing those losses to empty office buildings because many people are still working from home. Supervisor Dahlia Palchik.
We currently rely on our real estate taxes to fund 66% of our budget, and that is becoming harder and harder for so many in our community.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
The budget hotel chain that's growing. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
It's 6:07.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit keepersecurity.com.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
It's 6:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
It's
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Montgomery County, Beltway traffic still heavy on the inner loop near River Road and through Silver Spring. 270 northbound, late delays through Rockville. Might have something crowding a lane beyond 28. Beyond that, it would be a typical congestion in Gaithersburg. Nothing reported blocking the way up that way. 95 at the BW Parkway. A volume delays less intense this hour. Heavy on the parkway, of course, both ways through Greenbelt. No issues on 50 between the Bay Bridge and Chevrolet. Coming into town on DC 295, southbound slow Burroughs to East Capitol Street. And coming in from Virginia, baseball fans battling traffic congestion from the Pentagon to South Capitol Street on 395. GW Parkway, Cloverleaf's backing up, and that in turn slows southbound traffic on 395 near the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound backups in the 9th and 3rd Street tunnels. That's a baseball tradition. Inbound traffic heavy on the Memorial Bridge. Eastbound congestion from the Roosevelt Bridge getting through the lights on Constitution Avenue. In Virginia on the Beltway, Interloop still slow, 123 to Legion. Outer loop from 7 to Gallows. Springfield to the Wilson Bridge. So late delays on the south side of the Beltway through Alexandria. 66 eastbound still very crowded in Falls Church. Westbound still a slow roll. Centerville to Manassas. 95 southbound congestion persistent down in Woodbridge, but the travel lanes remain open. Check out the Genesis GV70 EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. Charge in to Genesis of Rockville and Gaithersburg at fitzmall.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A stray shower or two may pop on radar across southern Maryland moving through the early evening, but we're not expecting a whole lot for the metro area. Better chance for wet weather come very early tomorrow morning into the rush hour commute. This may slow things down just a little bit. Once we get the wet weather out of the way, clouds will slowly begin to part, but depending on how quickly the clouds clear will determine how warm it gets and our chances for storms tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at temperatures just in the lower 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
85 right now in Springfield. We're at 83 in Farragut Square. Laurel now at 82. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here is Jeff Claybaugh.
Credit card debt's at a record high, and many cardholders may be hitting their limits. Credit card debt rose by just $152 million in March, the smallest increase in 3 years. Many banks are now increasing credit score requirements for new accounts. With mortgage rates high, many are looking for alternatives. Nearly one in four mortgage applications last week was for a VA or FHA mortgage, often with lower down payment requirements. Choice Hotels, with 22 budget hotel brands, including Rodeway Inn, Econolodge, and Comfort Inn, is popular with budget-conscious travelers. It opened 55 new hotels last quarter. That's an average of 4 new hotels a week. The Dow finished today's session up 172 points, but the S&P 500 was unchanged at the close. The Nasdaq lost 30. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Protect your home and auto. And when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at Progressive.com. That's Progressive.com.
Coming up on WTOP, a surprise flurry of activity on Capitol Hill in the past hour as conservative Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene took to the House floor to try to kick Speaker Mike Johnson out of his leadership position. We'll go in depth on what happened with WTOP's Mitchell Miller. It's 6:12.
Hogan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem.
Talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunities.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescription drug affordability. And I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Are you testing your systems the way an attacker would? If not, why not? Let me tell you about Synac. The Synac platform enables penetration testing, vulnerability management, API security, and a managed VDP with top security researchers on one integrated platform. Talk with Synac today and develop your security testing vision to increase resilience in our FedRAMP moderate environment. To learn more, head to Synac.com. That's SYNACK.com.
Later this hour.
Continuing concerns about student safety have one local PTSA pushing harder for help. I'm Kate Ryan.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Spring into savings with Thompson Creek. For a limited time, get free installation on all windows and doors, plus special financing. We do it all. Design, build, and install, so you won't pay the middleman markup. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
Tutankhamun, His Tomb and His Treasures, an exhibition that offers an unparalleled glimpse into the extraordinary life of the king, now at Rhode Island Center. Get your tickets on Fever or at TutankhamunExpo.com.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
Good evening. At 6:15, I'm Brennan Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Breaking news on WTOP. House Speaker Mike Johnson has just survived a floor vote to oust him that was brought by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. The House voted to table the motion, which kills it.
The yeas are 359, the nays are 43, with seven answering present. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Well, joining us again live from Capitol Hill's WTOP's Mitchell Miller. Mitch, quite a turn of events this past hour, since so many thought Marjorie Taylor Greene wasn't going to carry through on this threat for a vote. To give us the lowdown here.
Right. And many of those people who thought she would not go through with her threat were Republicans, and they have been ripping her for bringing this to the House floor. This all happened just over the past hour in a matter of moments. She suddenly took the floor and started complaining about all the things that she thinks House Speaker Mike Johnson has done wrong. And it was very clear very early that she was going to bring this motion to vacate, to oust Mike Johnson, to the floor. Eventually, it was brought, and as you mentioned, it was tabled, and effectively that kills it for now. It appears that Mike Johnson still has his position, but this has certainly roiled the GOP conference.
And now you have House Republican leadership or majority that's brought two motions to get rid of their speaker in less than a year.
Right. It is hard to stress how unprecedented this is. We remember how extraordinary it was when it was first brought against Kevin McCarthy. He, for a long time, said it wasn't going to be a big deal, that the rule had laid dormant for a long time, and then eventually it took him down. And not only did he lose the speakership, but he eventually decided to leave Congress. So when Marjorie Taylor Greene brought up this threat, a lot of people were kind of nervous about it. It boiled up for quite a while. And then after these 2 days of meetings that she had this week in the speaker's office with Mike Johnson, many just assumed that cooler heads would prevail and that she would not do it. But she was good to her word. She said she was going to bring this to the House floor last week, and she did.
Well, Mitch, so this vote was tabled very quickly. So does it have any long-term impact for Speaker Johnson or for the Republican Party in general?
Interestingly, Sean, I think this actually in some ways strengthens House Speaker Mike Johnson, because a lot of Republicans, as I indicated earlier, are just getting fed up with all the chaos that's going on. They think it's a bad look in an election year, and I think he's actually gaining some support. You could see he had a lot of support on that motion to table, not only, of course, from Republicans, but from some Democrats as well. I think, however, for the Republican conference in the House, this is just going to boil up all that tension that has been simmering for quite a while. It had gone down a little bit, but there are a lot of furious Republicans tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mitchell. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, Mitchell Miller.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
A boil water advisory now in effect for much of upper northwest D.C.
Dozens of arrests after the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University is cleared.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Montgomery County, if you're going northbound on I-270 through Rockville, bracing for delays, it is a collision and the response beyond 28 West Montgomery Avenue. Happened in the main lanes. Drivers got themselves onto the right shoulder, but when the rescue squad showed up, they took two right lanes. So the right half of the main lanes blocked. That would leave you with two left to get by. Out of Rockville, northbound on 270. Local lanes should be open, but probably filling up. Volume delays on the inner loop, not quite as intense this hour, but still heavy on the inner. 123 to River and beyond 270 through Silver Spring. Loosening up in Prince George's County. Still slow in Virginia, outer loop from 123 to 50, and still quite slow from Springfield toward Alexandria's exits and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Heading northbound on 395, a very lengthy backup getting into town this evening. A lot of Nats and O's fans coming in. You're on the brakes from before the Pentagon to get across the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of folks exiting the Southeast-Southwest Freeway at South Capitol Street. Might be better to head over and exit and take one of the Navy Yard ramps like 6th Southeast. And because the clover leaves of the GW Parkway get backed up, that slows outbound traffic on 395. We've got long backups in both the 3rd and 9th Street tunnels, essentially the length of the tunnel system, southbound from the Mall and New York Avenue, getting onto the freeway and outbound toward the 14th Street Bridge. But once you get into Virginia, southbound traffic on 395 moves without delay. 66, eastbound traffic still crowded in Falls Church near Ballston, and westbound near Centerville. Work zone out in Marshall still has eastbound traffic down to single file. It's savings season at Lido Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone exclusively at LidoPizza.com. Lido Pizza, a local legend since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Latest forecast for you now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, we're looking at a chance for a pop-up shower or two as temperatures fall through the 70s before settling into the 60s. By late tonight, we're talking more early tomorrow morning, a better chance for wet weather to move in from the west. This could impact the morning rush hour commute. Temperatures for your Thursday will be on the cooler side now, only in the lower 70s. Chance for storms during the afternoon, but this depends on how much sunshine we see during the day. Lingering showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Some clouds, some sun, still warm. We're at 82 in Tysons, 84 Waldorf. L'Enfant Plaza now at 85, and we're brought to you by Gutter Helmets. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmets. Save 50% off installation.
Just ahead on WTOP, there is increasing concern about school safety in one big local county. More news in 60 seconds.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:22.
Last month, a trespasser prompted a shelter in place at Kennedy High School on the same day Montgomery County Police held a news conference on an arrest in connection to a threat of mass violence at Wooten High. Yeah, concerns about school safety in the county have increased. WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us there's a meeting taking place this evening.
Ricky Ribeiro is the parent of a junior at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, where a trespasser with a knife entered the school last month. School spokesperson Chris Cram wrote in an email to WTOP that all exterior doors are required to be locked and that it's, quote, unfortunate that a student may open a door to a stranger, saying, quote, they know better. Along with the physical safety of kids, Ribeiro hears about concerns of drug use on school grounds. And he says some parents tell him,
"My kids are getting introduced to drugs at school."
Ribeiro, the vice president of the school's PTSA, has called for more action, not just from the school board, but county officials.
I'm under no illusion that this one conversation is going to change things, but I hope it's the start of our school system and our police department and our county council putting their heads together.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, that meeting of the Kennedy High PTSA is underway now in the school cafeteria.
Well, at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School, students there, a group of them, are suing the principal and the district. They claim their First Amendment rights have been suppressed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it appears both sides, though, have come to an agreement.
The ACLU says the Arab Student Union has withdrawn its request for a federal judge to take emergency action before trial. The group says it's now reached an agreement with Jackson Reed High School. The Arab Student Union will be able to show one of three films it suggested that reflect the Palestinian perspective in the conflict with Israel. And they'll be able to hand out a zine describing some aspects of Palestinian culture. The ACLU says public school administrators aren't allowed to trample students' First Amendment rights just because they don't like what the students have to say. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
6:25, Rob Woodfork is here. What do we got? About 15 minutes, 20 to the first pitch.
Yeah, by my math, 20 minutes.
My math from is no good.
Nationals Orioles renewing that interleague rivalry over at Nats Park. The home team wearing the curly W caps with their white jerseys for the first time this season. If you're a sports fashionista. The Nats also above 500 for the first time in 3 years, Kyle Finnegan.
We've been putting in all the work necessary behind the scenes, and to see it starting to come to fruition has been exciting. And to do it against Baltimore in this series is special, and we're looking to build off of it.
And Mitchell Parker begins that process with the game's first pitch in about 20 minutes. The Commanders would love a similar turnaround. It relies largely on how good Jaden Daniels is in Cliff Kingsbury's system. He told All the Facts No Breaks podcast.
It's different than air raid. We're not going to air the ball out 50 times a game. You know, Cliff is open-minded. He ain't the OC that's like, man, it's my way. Just having a conversation with him was like, man, what do you like? How can we help the team be better? And I'm like, you know, we bouncing ideas back and forth off each other. But I like his scheme, honestly. It suits me. And obviously, you know, you got to evolve with the times. You got to be able to have balance, keep a defense honest.